This whole quarantine thing is driving me crazy. I can't wait for things to go back to normal.
What are you so frustrated about?
It's just not how I wanted to finish my senior year of high school. I was looking forward to going to prom, signing yearbooks, and hanging out with my friends.
I hear what you're saying. It sounds like you're missing the social aspect of school.
Yes, that's definitely true. But I was also really looking forward to walking across the stage to graduate. My parents both had to quit school to work the fields when they came here from Mexico, so I was going to be the first in my family to graduate high school.
How exciting. That is an accomplishment that you worked hard for. But just because you aren't having a ceremony doesn't mean you aren't graduating. I know it's not the same, but you'll still be graduating high school.
Yeah, I guess. What about you? Aren't you ready for this to be over?
I'm enjoying it. Since I'm staying home more, I've been spending more time in the backyard. I never knew how many different kinds of birds there were, and they sound all so different.
I guess you're right. I've been selfishly thinking about myself when there's a lot of good coming out of this whole thing for animals.
There really is. Have you heard about the sea turtles in Thailand? Scientists count how many nests they lay each year, and this year was by far the largest amount of nests laid in 20 years.
Wow. I hear you say there are a lot of turtle nests laid this year, but I don't understand how you think that's connected to the virus. Can you tell me more about why you think that?
Sea turtles have to come up on land to lay their eggs in the sand. When there are a lot of people around, the turtles can be shy or scared, so they may not lay eggs. Humans also poach the nests, which means they dig up the babies to eat them, and many even catch turtles before they can lay any eggs.
I see. Since we're all in quarantine, the turtles are free to roam the beaches without having to fear for their lives or their babies' lives. I guess that makes sense then, that us staying home is helping the sea turtle population.
Yep. Not just the sea turtles. There are articles about hedgehogs taking over streets in England, wild boar being spotted on streets in Spain, and herds of deer taking over main streets in India. While humans have been on lockdown, many species of animals have begun to thrive.
So what you're saying is, I should stop thinking about myself and the things that I am missing out on, and instead shift my attention to think about the good things that are happening to animals because of all of this?
Well, you do have a right to feel frustrated. You don't get to finish your senior year like you'd hope you would. You worked really hard to be the first one in your family to walk across the stage to get your diploma, and that can't happen now. But there are things that we can all appreciate in this time of slowdown. I know those sea turtles appreciate that we aren't out on the beaches.
And the birds in your backyard can probably hear each other much easier since there is less noise outside from cars. Thanks for helping me to see a different perspective.